In the 1960s, the Motown record label became synonymous with soul music. Some of the producers and songwriters who started there went on to create their own successful labels. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward has been listening to the music of one such team, Holland, Dozier & Holland.
Part of the Motown mythology, the three girls everybody believed in but nobody could get a hit with. But then, along came two brothers, Brian and Eddie Holland, and their friend Lamont Dozier, a songwriting and producing team like nobody'd ever seen before, and shazam, the Supremes started having hit after hit. It was no miracle, though. The three guys had been around Motown a while, and Eddie Holland had even had one of the company's first hits, Jamie.
Listen, my friends, while I tell you about a girl that's so divine. I love her for the joy she's brought me, for she's mine, all mine. Oh, Jamie. Talking about Jamie. Talking about Jamie. That's my love.
Between them, they knew everything there was to know about songwriting, arranging, and producing, and between them, they came up with a significant number of Motown's best-selling records between 1964 and 1968. But in 1968, they also became Motown's first rebels, the first members of the family to decide that Berry Gordy, Motown's president, wasn't giving them a fair shake. They demanded more for their efforts, and when they didn't get it, they quit. It looked like a smart move. They had talent, they knew where to get performers, and they quickly set up two record labels of their own, Invictus and Hot Wax. Motown's lawyers did everything they could to keep them from being able to release any records, but by 1970, they started having hits. The chairman of the board's Give Me Just a Little More Time was filled with classic Holland, Dozier & Holland production tricks, and it was a big hit here and in England. It established the Invictus label, which had a funny gray drawing of Rodin's Thinker as a black man on it, and it also established the chairman of the board. Over at Hot Wax, their other stable of stars, they applied their touch to a girl group, something they knew a lot about, and started rolling in the number one hits. Want Ads was number one for what seemed like forever in 1971, but my favorite song by this trio, The Honeycone, was this reworking of the basic Louie Louie riff. And although The Honeycone was produced by Holland, Dozier & Holland's young protege, Ron Dunbar, you can hear that he had their tricks down cold. They also did well with solo female singers. On Invictus, Freda Payne had a pop hit with Band of Gold, but her biggest success on the soul charts was an anti-war song the Top 40 radio refused to play, Bring the Boys Home. And on Hot Wax, they took Laura Lee, a refugee from Chess Records' blues stable, and revamped her with a women's lib image. Still, I think she did a better job with plain old shouting, and so did record buyers. Oh, There were others. Flaming Ember with their hit Westbound No. 9, 100 Proof Aged in Soul, Glass House, even George Clinton's Parliament recorded for Invictus and Hot Wax. But in the end, Motown won. Holland, Dozier, and Holland didn't make disco records, so their empire faded away. And in this country, they couldn't exploit themselves as nostalgia, either. Thanks to my friends at Demon Records in London, these great records live on overseas. But if you love Motown, you might want to seek them out.